Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast, where we explore the exciting intersection of modern science, ancestral wisdom, and personalized health optimization. I'm your host, Jodi DeVal, naturopath, integrative medicine expert, and founder of Revital Health Clinic in Perth, Western Australia. Each episode, we'll dive deep into cutting-edge therapies, groundbreaking research, and practical strategies to help you live your best life, having plenty of fun along the way. Whether you're keen to supercharge your energy, balance your hormones, or discover the latest biohacking trends, you've come to the right place. If you love what you hear, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a moment with world-leading experts and game-changing insights. It's time to unlock your full health potential. Let's go!
Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 nonprofit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind, exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia with state-of-the-art health technology protocols and personalized care, with compounded medicines made specifically for your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au.
In this latest episode of the Revital Health Podcast, I sit down with Anastasia from Young Goose, a pioneering voice in longevity-based skincare and biohacking beauty. We dive into the profound connection between hormonal cycles and skin health, a topic often overlooked in mainstream skincare advice. And Anastasia shares her personal journey from navigating dermatitis and postpartum skin challenges to co-founding Young Goose, a cutting-edge skincare line grounded in cellular health, NAD plus science, and holistic innovation. The conversation we have unpacks how each phase of the menstrual cycle, the follicular, the ovulatory, and luteal impacts the skin, and how we can align skincare rituals with our hormonal rhythms for optimal results. I've been using this skincare range for many years now, and I have known Anastasia and Amitai for, again, many years, and I absolutely love this skincare line and the knowledge they have and the passion they have for skincare. So in this episode, we explore the science behind NAD plus in topical skincare, tips for mitigating breakouts and inflammation naturally, common myths. So we look at the Morpheus 8 and the salmon sperm facials, and why biohacking makes beauty is the new frontier, and how also metabolomics testing is coming and reshaping skin health personalization. So very exciting. So whether you're a practitioner, a mum navigating postpartum skin, or someone simply seeking a better skin and long-term longevity from their routines and from the inside out. And so this episode is full of real-life strategies, ingredient insights, and future forward solutions. So your skin is your body's storyteller. So let's help it tell a beautiful one every week of the month. Hope you enjoy.
All right. I have the most beautiful, stunning Anastasia here with me today.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We have been wanting to do this for many years.
Well, yeah, I know we have chatted so many times behind the camera, and every time you would be like, hey, we got to record this conversation and share it with the world. So finally, we're doing that, someone.
I've held you down and I'm going to do it. So finally, we are getting to chat about the cycle and skincare, and I'm so stoked that you're here with me. So let's get rolling. And I first wanted to ask you how and why you landed with Young Goose and what it means to you to have an amazing skincare journey for yourself, because someone behind the brand makes it makes it so impactful for others because you've now created this incredible, obviously, you know, co-founded with your beautiful husband. But you've co-founded this amazing skincare brand that we all get to enjoy now. So what was the vision? What was the story? And how have you landed here?
Well, so first of all, thank you. It always makes my day to hear that people enjoy the product. And we actually just came back from Health Optimization Summit. And when we do in-person events, we also get to hear feedback from customers that we don't get to see day to day. And we just got so much love that I feel like I'm flying, really. It was
Oh.
like a love fest.
Yeah.
And it was also in Austin, which a lot of the health events, the early health events that we ever went to back in the day, just myself, like I'm a dying myself, just the two of us, you know, talking to people about the skincare that they never heard about and they had to give it a chance. And now we met people that have been with us for 5+ years, and it's really incredible. And a lot of people I still actually remember them by name, which I'm really bad with memory for names, so that's impressive. And I just remember what products they bought, and now they're telling me, you know, that they're listening to our podcast, which I know you have been a guest of. So it's just like it really comes full circle. But to answer your question, the very beginning, we had sort of an interesting story, I think. We were very much NAD plus enthusiasts. We just loved everything about NAD plus. And it's, back then it was like early 2015, 16, and we just saw so much potential in it. So, but it was so, so expensive. It still is, but now the market is quite large, and there are so many players, and there are different entry levels for supplementation for NAD plus that exist. It didn't exist back in the day. It was those years it was just NAD IVs, and it was thousands of dollars, and obviously it was only affordable for the fortunate few. And so we had this idea, and actually it was Amitai's idea, that let's see if we can have it transdermal and have it there for the whole body. So we started research in 2017, and you know, shortly after we found out that the cells, the skin cells actually really need it. They really crave this NAD plus, and no, it does not go out of the cell. Like once it's in there, it does not continue past it. So you can't have what we hope to have, which is whole body supplement and whole body effect. But we saw that there is incredible potential for changing how the skin cells function. So they actually start functioning like younger cells. And now we're actually also running a huge study where we'll be able to show that with many, many different metabolites. So stay tuned. That's progress. Mm-hmm. But even back then, in early days of research, it was clear, and it was clear from the user experience and the before and afters that we were getting. And so we pivoted. Okay, we said, you know what? Then it was meant to be a skincare. And we for me, it was obviously actually more interesting. Like, although, you know, we made lemonade out of lemons, I was very excited about this lemonade because I always loved skincare. I always loved taking care of my skin. And I remember, you know, I had pretty kind of average story with my skin. I had acne when I was a teenager. I remember struggling with that. And then in my early 20s, I actually developed dermatitis. So I had a rash on the left side of my face, and it would flare up constantly. The minute I'm just under a little bit of stress, so my immune is a little bit more compromised, the immune system, I would just get this itchy, blotchy red rash. And I have pictures of it. I remember I shared it once on Instagram, and people were so surprised. Like a lot of people, I think, just hadn't thought that I maybe like always had a good skin or something like that. And much to my surprise, like really not connected, wasn't the point of research. But our very first formulation, which is the Kera Moisturizer, really helped it calm down. So this is not a medical advice. If you have dermatitis, we do not have any medical claims around that. Really surprisingly, it helped for my dermatitis. So I knew that there is something there and it works so deeply on the cellular level. So, and then from that very first skew, we now grew the line that, as you know, even goes past direct to consumer. We also have professional products that are available for practitioners like yourselves. So we're very excited about it. And I'm really, really excited. I feel like it's just best case scenario, you know? It's one of those things that...
It is, I think it's the pivot, isn't it? And it's beautiful that you can pivot like that. And it happened to the two most beautiful people that I know. And I've watched you through your pregnancy now and become a mom, and still, you know, you both work so hard and you're both glowing. So testament to the products and the lifestyle that you guys live. And even though there's a lot of work behind it, you know, the body is still able to be as healthy as it can be. And as we were talking off camera as well, is that it's hard being a mom, you know, looking after yourself and still getting some form of sleep at all. And
for
it
sure.
Takes a toll.
Actually, it's really postpartum that I've experienced for the first time. When I was looking in the mirror, I felt like I aged years and it's been only months, and I've suddenly have this dull, dry skin. It was so inflamed. I remember some of our best friends came to visit and we were walking with the baby and they captured photos, which, you know, were beautiful overall, but I just couldn't ignore. I had three chins, not even a double chin. It was like three chins and I was still skinny. It's just like there was so much inflammation in my face and in my neck. And I remember I rushed to do a hormonal panel to see that my thyroid is okay. I'm like, is it just, you know, am I just swollen? Is it just lymphatic fluid, or am I, like, you know, having issues? And sure enough, I was told it's too early to do a hormonal panel. You're only 4 months postpartum. We can't really know.
Can't say much, yeah.
Yeah, we can't say much. And, yeah, I mean, I think, and also this idea of self-care, I'm so guilty for not granting this to me much. I actually, I worked while I was pregnant till the day I delivered. Like, I just couldn't stop. I felt like our company is not set up to function with me being on maternity leave. Like, you know, Mitai and myself, we really are half-half. We just do 50% of the business he's handling, I handled the other 50%. And of course, there is some intersection. Of course, we always consult each other. But I actually end up taking on me all of the marketing. So every single email, every single ad, every single piece of content ever representing Young Goose goes through me. And it was, I just knew that if I just, you know, take an early maternity leave or appropriate maternity leave while I was still pregnant, this whole branding, like, it will not be consistent anymore. And there is, you know, a lot more, like, I also handle data operations. So I felt like I can't let go. And I remember him, I was like really trying his best to make sure that I have shorter days or take some time off, or I go get a massage. I got like one massage when I was pregnant. I remember, because it was so special. They put you on the side, and I have TMJ, and it always hurts me to get a massage when you, like, face down, because it puts an extra pressure in my jaw. And then suddenly it was like the best massage of my life. And I was like, oh, I have to do it more often. Like, never done it again. But then postpartum, that's where I was like, oh my God, I really can't pour from an empty cup. Like, I just now really experienced this sentence, like, severely underslept, so much cortisol, adrenaline still from birth, lingering around, always in a high alert, thinking that the lion's going to take my baby. Mm-hmm. And I really felt so much, like, I found so much comfort in doing skincare, like, with our very own products. But And that's why now, actually, more than ever, we have constant part of our messaging that this is me time, this is self-care. I mean, it was always there, but I've really now realized how much it helps. Like, it actually can improve your well-being more than just your appearance. If instead of like rushing and just slapping the creams and going about your day, you actually take a moment, you maybe do some affirmation while you're applying your skincare, you just like, and it's only a few minutes, but if you just do it while you're present and you make an intention and you really tell yourself that I matter, like this is time for myself, however much time you have, but you try to really enjoy it and be present, it makes world of difference.
So much. I resonate so much with that. And I think so many mums do. And it's a really hard thing to tell mums that you need to focus on yourself just for even those small little moments. I remember I was 30 when I had my second baby. And it was the only at that time where I, again, like you, I looked at myself and I'm like, whew, like I've aged 10 years after this. This is not good. And I was like, wow, I need all the help I can get. Like, let's go. So there was a big motivation there as well. But I think it is more than that. And that's what I love. And I have been, 2 years, I think now almost on Young Goose. And it's that ritual every morning. And now we get to provide the ritual for clients in clinic with facials and with the Young Goose products. And it's just, it's the sensual and it's a delicatessen. It's just beautiful the way that the products go on and the way that you feel. And it's a morning and nighttime routine that you give to yourself. And again, the products are just so effective, and as I saw you last year in Vegas, and I had a facial there with Dara and I was trying some new products from you. And like, you can see these things work instantly. And I'm not just saying that. And that's why I've never stuck with a product line for more than 6 months, So it's a big thing to say that I've stuck and still feel the benefits day in, day out from the skincare. And so, yeah, I think it's essential in that self-care component is because you don't often give that to yourself anywhere else. And I feel that's something that really, and I love about your messaging, and it's essential. But I guess from that postpartum, but even beforehand, I want to sort of touch on the cycles of a woman, because I think this is really important. And this is what I love to talk to you about off camera and many times that we've chatted about different cycles and how you can actually nourish different components of your cycle and even that postpartum era or even pregnancy with your skincare. So let's pull apart that bit, wherever you want to start.
Well, it's very interesting. In this past conference that I was telling you about, the Health Optimization Summit, I actually got to meet and chat with Alyssa Vitti, who wrote the book In My
I love
Flow.
Her. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. And I was like, this book really changed the way I feel on my cycle, because I've always had very painful periods. Just there would be at least 1 or 2 days when I would look white with a tint of green. I would be just really looking really terrible. And, feeling as well and just so much pain. And then a friend of mine actually told me about her book, and it's so practical, there's so much application to it. She really tells you what to do, which is rare, because a lot of the times an author may share like an overall idea, but then if you want to really get an advice, then buy my course or something like that. So she doesn't have that, which I really appreciated about her. So yeah, so that was the most practical book that I've ever gotten to really help me understand how my body functions around the cycle. I will say that prior to that book, there was another book, I'm forgetting the name of the author, but the name is very catchy. It's called Moody Bitches. Have you read that one?
Yeah.
So it's incredible as well. And I read it the years prior. to Alisa's book. And it doesn't have that much practical advice, but it was another great book to just really understand that you were just, yeah, you're four different women in a month. And I was so lucky. I ended up, so it was actually Amitai's uncle who recommended that book, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we listened to it together when we were commuting to work, which I'm so lucky because, you know, Amitai got to hear all of it and he got a better understanding why I might turn
Why
into a monster.
Yeah.
A couple of days a week. Well, a month, sorry.
Yeah.
And so I'm super grateful, first of all, to women that made it their mission to share and educate, and we all are better off, men and women, you know? So
absolutely.
There is that. And in terms of aligning skincare with hormonal cycles, so, you know, our hormones change throughout the month, as you know. And our skin actually reacts to those shifts very much so. And at Young Goose, we believe in honoring these biological cycles because they offer valuable insights for optimizing our skin health. And I remember posting the very first post about how you can align your skincare regimen with your cycle like 3 years ago on social media, and it blew up. And so grateful for our community. Everyone is so supportive. So all of the ladies that, you know, teach women's health, and the list would be very long, but all of them were chiming in and just sharing, and it really went viral. So I then realized that even though so many of us already know about our hormonal shifts and try to optimize when it comes to workout and when it comes to nutrition, but very few actually change the way they support their skin. And that's why, in my opinion, that's why sometimes people can really not have the best skin all month long, because the skin, as I was saying, changes a lot. And you just need to maybe have a little bit more guidance, which I'm happy to share. But yeah, some of the parts of the months, your skin will need more hydration. Sometimes it will be requiring to calm inflammation, loosen repair. So as we go through phases, I can then just maybe share a little bit more when exactly that happens. But to me, this is really like the essence of biohacking. You're just thinking about your internal biology and things what you can do internal and external to modify it in the best way possible to support yourself instead of just, you know, rolling with the punches.
Absolutely. It's that empowerment again, isn't it? And that's why I also love authors like Alisa, in that when I read the book and I recommend it to clients all the time, is because it sort of highlights the superpowers of what we have. It's not a bad thing. You know, we have all these incredible superpowers that we have all the way through the month, and we've just got to know how to utilize it. And same with our skincare and looking after the largest organ on the outside of our body. You know, we have all these incredible things that we can use and utilize, but it's actually just knowing the body better. We forget that we actually have to know this intimate temple, and we don't really take the time to know it very well. So, all right, let's step through then some cycles.
For sure. And I will also say that there are some people that are very connected to their bodies, and they really can decipher their body's signals. And they may not even know all of the biology and physiology, and they sort of don't need to because they're just so in tune with their bodies. But the majority of people aren't. And that's why I think it's really crucial to get as much information, because you then may kind of start, you know, be able to hear your body more. And this is actually how it was for me with the cycle, you know, with this, once I got through the book and I was like, oh my God, right. I feel this, I feel that. And it all aligns, and it's, you know, it was there all along, but I didn't hear it that well, because I was just like, go, 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 always.
So should
how
we
about
start
I
with,
just,
yeah, follicular maybe? Do you want to start in the fun?
Sure. We can start with follicular. I usually start with menstrual just because it's like day one to
yeah,
five, but
right.
We can do follicular.
No, you can do that. I think we've got like the bleed, and then we go into the fun. Yeah.
When the menstrual phase is, which is, you know, it varies for people, but let's say on average from day 1 to 5, on the first day of your period, all your hormones are at all-time low. So the sebum production may be lower, and without the help of estrogen for skin, it's really hard to stay firm and hydrated and retain that moisture. So your skin may appear dull, dry, and more sensitive. Also, during this week, your body produces more prostaglandins, and they tend to make the skin feel more tender and reactive. So, especially when they're off balance. So they increase the pain sensitivity. So we'll talk more about, you know, what I recommend to do around that. But that's generally, if I was to describe how our hormones change during menstrual phase and how the skin feels. Then we go into your apparently favorite follicular phase. So at the end of your period, estrogen levels start to rise again. And this hormone stimulates collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid production, thereby providing your skin with all that moisture and glow, integrity. This is definitely our golden week for our skin. And for the rest of the body. Yeah. So then we get into ovulatory phase, as short as it is, only 2 days. And at the ovulation, your estrogen remains elevated. And there is also start of production of luteinizing hormone, which can mean oily skin and therefore need to be careful, because if you don't balance that oil, there is potential for blemishes there. Then we go into luteal phase. So on the third week of your cycle, progesterone rises while estrogen levels start to fluctuate. So progesterone stimulates sebum production, which causes our skin to swell. So you can see a lot more blackheads, whiteheads. That's exactly when we get the most potential for hormonal acne. And high levels of progesterone as well make your skin much more photosensitive. So you need to be really careful, because, you know, it's linked to secretion of melanin. So we don't want to get that extra, you might get extra freckles, but you might get also pigmentation. So just got to be wary of that.
Okay. So that's good. I like all that. It's new information for me too, because there's some really big awarenesses around, again, you know, what you can be doing with the skincare. So I guess let's step into some sort of like key things that we need to be thinking about, and maybe products that we can be applying to then counteract some of these things. So I really like that. I think we forget about that sort of key ovulatory phase when we have, yes, you've got the luteinizing hormone, but and then testosterone is rising as well. So you can also have some of that androgen phase of the sebum. And that's so we don't sort of necessarily always assign that stage with having breakouts. But some women do, and it can be very, it's unfortunate, but because it's normally that luteal phase that you're normally seeing a lot more of the breakouts.
But then again, ovulatory phase is so brief, you know, we enjoy that glow. And then right there between, you know, just in the matter of a couple of days, while all of that glow, you had all that glow from extra oil can result in blemishes. You know, so in terms of some of the skincare tips that I think can be pretty easy to follow and can be pretty helpful. So for the menstrual phase, number one, I would say stay away from painful procedures. And it's just like, if you're familiar with, you know, Alisa Vitti's work and cycle syncing, she tells you, okay, this phase is good to ask promotion, and this phase is not good. This phase is to look inward, and this phase is to look outward. So very similar. I think actually, I'm happy to share maybe like after the recording, like a quick breakdown, and then maybe you can have it for people in the show notes to even like maybe print and have, you know, next to their mirror and refer to it. It's very brief, but I think it's impactful. So yeah, if you know that you're about to get waxing, microneedling, just say that it's not around your menstrual phase, which I think sometimes women can put one and two together from just their personal experiences, but still worth mentioning.
Pain definitely goes up. I learned that the hard way. I went in to get some waxing many, many, many years ago, getting waxing. around my like period time or just before, and boy, did it
Yeah,
more.
exactly. So your skin is also incredibly dry during this phase, so it can benefit from rehydration with your heavier serum or moisturizer. If we're talking about Yanbu's product, I would just point towards your 3-Set, which is your water-based serum. It's very hydrating. It's based on hyaluronic acid. That's the vehicle that drives all of those wonderful actives that we have there, be it spermidine, be it NAD plus precursors. And then if you just really want to kind of like bathe in immediate hydration, then BioBarrier is amazing. That's our lipid soluble product, and they can really help you maintain that needed hydration levels. Also, if you're not using hyperbaric mask nightly, this is a good week to use it nightly. So if you like normally just use it when you're traveling or after like some painful procedures, like this is a week to spoil yourself and maybe
Not so
go to use
much.
it a little bit more. So for follicular week, as I mentioned, this is our golden week. I think that this is the time when our skin is most resilient and radiant due to rising estrogen. So it's a great time to exfoliate, regenerate, introduce actives. So you can just, kind of go about your skincare, and if there are products in your skincare regimen that a little bit more potent and you kind of like wary if your skin can take it, this is a good week. This is also a good week to do those extra procedures, maybe like microneedling. This is a great week to do that. This is the week where I introduce nail polish personally because I have very sensitive skin, and this is I know when I need it and will benefit most, because then we also go into our follicular phase, and it's just a great time to use it for me personally, and I find it for a lot of our clients as well.
Is that prep? It's the preparing as well, isn't it? It's like that, knowing what's coming and preparing for that too. And I think in this world, in this day and age of like an immediate and now, it's not always thought of in that way. And same with general body health as well. So yeah, I really like this.
Yes, and I also think that like the very first time when I shared on social media, like how I just mix and match our facial serums to best accommodate men like the phases, some of the feedback was like, oh wow, so that I have to have like 4 different serums. And first of all, now that we've evolved our line a little bit, mind you, that was like 3 years ago. Luckily, with some of our newer creations like U3Set, it's so multifaceted and it can be used literally in every phase and can benefit it because of all that very special ingredients that work on the cellular level and just really adapt and adjust actually as you go. But yeah, sometimes you might have to have on hand something like BioBarrier that you won't be using maybe every day, but sometimes your skin will be drier than normal, and it's good to put it. Like to use it then. And since, again, you're not using it all the time, you actually end up using the same amount of product, if that makes sense, but you just use it more wisely. So it's and it's a lot like nutrition. We have to switch it up a little bit to give our body what it needs the most. So it's very similar with skin. You're just giving it skin food, skin nutrition.
Absolutely. And like you say, it's not always necessary. So you're doing things when they're necessary, and then you're benefiting your skin to look the best all month long versus doing the same thing day in, day out, and then wondering why it's not the best all month long.
Exactly. You see, you get
I
it.
get it. I get it.
So I think I stopped right before ovulation. So during ovulation, as we've talked already about, we have very oily skin, which can look very glow and radiant, but it's a good idea to balance the extra oil. So in our skincare line, ProCare will be like the best serum to do it. It really has, it's very lightweight, it balances oil, and it actually has some of the ingredients such as like lilac extract that really helps prevent, like it has antimicrobial function and antibacterial, so it really helps preventing these breakouts that might arise and make sure that pores don't get clogged. And then we're going into luteal phase. So that's the phase that I mentioned is much more prone to pigmentation. So just, I'm a big proponent of using sunscreen on the face, neck, and chest. I know there is so much, there are different camps these days, and I promise you, I expose my body to sun. I believe in vitamin D, but I don't think you should do it for your highest state, real state, you know? Just be mindful that you can get much more sunspots and pigmentation during this. And that's actually also the longest phase that we have as women. So make sure you apply the sunscreen.
Yeah.
And in general,
I agree.
And in general, anything anti-inflammatory that you have in your regimen, that's when it goes to prevent the acne in your period. So again, for us, it can be Procare. We have pretty much actually most of our skincare products literally are anti-inflammatory because we formulate actually for mature skin. And then the older you get, the thinner your skin, the more it's prone to rosacea and inflammation. So but if you're listening to it and you're not using Youngus products and you're not about to get the whole regimen, just know that this is the time to use the most anti-inflammatory products that you have in your skincare regimen. And these are my tips.
They're good. That is so good. Back to the sunscreen's a tricky one, isn't it? Sort of, yeah, as you said, there's different camps. But from a sun lover myself, and I didn't wear sunscreen, probably, yeah, I should have been using it for a lot longer. And I think, again, young, we don't feel like we think we're invincible. And so then you get to the age, like I am almost 40 this year, and you look at your chest and you go, oh gosh, there's a lot of damage there. And you can't, you know, yes, you can probably do more for your face than you can to undo some of the damage, but you can't really undo the chest as much as you wish. So I think for these small increments of usage of sunscreen on these areas, like you said, you're still getting the rest of your body as vitamin D, but you're protecting your assets. Like you said, your top state realty. It's like, yes, this is the one that's shining to the world and that you're going to be worried about in future if it's sun damaged and pigmentated and more wrinkly than it necessarily needs to be. And here I am in Australia and it's a harsh sun. Like we live in, you know, the sunburnt country, literally. So we have to be careful and there is damage to be had. So small little, it's prevention again. It's the prevention. So now I don't go out of the house without my BioShield and I love it. Yeah, and in front of the computers as well. We need it.
In terms of BioShield, it really is special because like you said, it also protects from blue light emitted from our screen. Mm. It also has an ingredient called lipochromin 6, which is the only antioxidant that doesn't only protect from free radicals of oxygen, but also free radicals of nitrogen and carbon. So that pollution. Mm. And this day and age, we have pollution indoors, outdoors. So it really is helpful. And, you know, I was just actually, so we live in West Palm Beach, Florida, which is also super sunny. We just have sun all year round. And I'm wearing my sunscreen, I'm wearing hats. Like I have hats everywhere. Like I've had a couple of hats in my car. I have hats by the door. Like if I have anything in my wardrobe that's extra and multiples of, and I feel like it's not a waste of money, it's hats. Because I just like, I don't want to be in a position that I found myself. Because sometimes you go out of the house and it's gloomy and it's like, and you know, you still get the sun burn even when it's gray skies, but you're like, meh, you know. But then let's say for us the weather changes so quickly and then it's like scorching sun. Oh my god, if you're without hat, like, you know, it's just an extra layer of protection. But what I was saying is that we actually just were invited to a very cool event here in our West Palm Beach, Florida. It was called Global Passion, a longevity event. So there were amazing speakers there. There was Dr. Perry Kahn. There were Dave Asprey spoke. There was like many very cool speakers. I'm blanking on like names of half of them. Again, I'm really bad with names. But there was a skin longevity panel. And there was this woman, I'm not going to mention her name. And she was on and on and on about how she doesn't use sunscreen. And because if you look at native cultures, they have the least amount of skin cancer, and they don't use sunscreen. And there is just so much to unpack there. And if there are listeners that may be in that camp, I just want to say, like, really briefly, I'm not here to educate, for too long on that topic. But the native cultures evolve differently, and they have totally different environment and nutrition and everything around them. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm gonna be like Native American and only just skip sunscreen," without having all the other just rituals that they have about their day and for generations. So you can't mimic their biology. We're all similar to a certain degree, but we also have differences. And then another thing that I want to point out, yes, there are studies that have come out and saying that using sunscreen does not necessarily protect you from melanoma. But that's not because that means that, oh, you can wear a sunscreen and not have skin cancer. It's just because it's really hard to pinpoint everything that leads to melanoma. But if you are thinking that the only reason you want to skip sunscreen is skin cancer, yeah, maybe there is something to it and you can hold on to it, this, argument. But there is absolutely no doubt that sun just degrades our skin. So if you want to maintain some kind of skin, good skin appearance and vitality, you absolutely need sunscreen, because it's for sure, just dries up our skin inside and out. Pigmentation, dryness, loss of collagen, all of that. So yeah, there is a, we got a on a very important rant, but here I'm ready to close it. But it's just because I hear this more and more in our circles, in
I
circles
agree.
that have some authority and say things that can be misleading and
I agree.
misinform the
I
general
agree.
public.
I think there's always more information to be had. And as with any scientific research, you can never control all of the variables. And that is my biggest argument for everything. It's like, well, how do you know what they were eating? How do you know what they were using? What climate were they in? What age were they? What did they use on their skin? Like, you can't control all those variables. And we know for certain that the life that we live now is more fake light, more environmental toxins, when that we can never compare ourselves to ever and any ancient culture. We are 100% different. We have created this unnatural world for ourselves. And so we can never have that comparison. And yes, the skin can be damaged, but also I went to get my skin checked recently, and I was having a chat to the doctor. And I'm lucky; I've got a nice olive skin, so I'm relatively safe from genetic issues with melanoma. And she was talking to me. She's like, "Oh, it's really weird. We think that the sun. It's just we always assume that the sun is the only one that gives us melanoma. But I had this lady in, and she had melanoma in her vagina." I was like, "Oh wow." She's like, "And she wasn't sunbaking." So, I don't understand, like, where does this melanoma come from? And so it was this conversation. I'm like, "Yeah, so we know that it's an internal external, but we also need that protection from the external. And it's not only the sunscreen that we need, it's the, like, you guys have created this BioShield, so we need protection from the external environment conditions. And that's also an important part." And so I think we miss, like you say, it's misinforming, miseducation, and we never see the full picture. We always just pull apart sections of it. And that's still a really small-minded way of looking at a topic. We have to think broader. Yeah, so I totally agree with you. I think the rant's very important.
Okay. I'm glad we're aligned, and yeah, we dedicated some time to it. So hopefully people can have their very valuable reminders that will serve them long term.
I think so too. Absolutely. So I was going to ask you about one sort of skincare myth that you like to debunk. Maybe it was sunscreen, but maybe there's something else.
Okay, I can debunk all day, but there is one thing that I would like to maybe debunk right now, that is very hot topic. It's radiofrequency microneedling. So just 2 days ago, I had a friend calling. She is in her late 40s, and she wants to do facelift. She had a very wild life for herself, and now there are some damage accumulated on her skin, and she's one of those people that to each his own. Like, if she can solve it with surgery, she will, and no judgment here. But so she went to a plastic surgeon, and he told her, "You're too young. Like, looking at the way everything is, you're not a candidate for plastic surgery yet. You're gonna need to wait probably 10, 15 more years." Like, I'm not like she went to her top one, and he's like, "This is my honest opinion. So I don't want to operate on you right now. Like, it's not necessary." And so she went to an esthetician, and she right away told her, "Oh, the next best thing will be Morpheus 8. That's gonna tighten your skin, it's gonna firm you up, and you know what? In a way, so it's gonna maybe even prevent you from needing surgery down the line." So this is my friend. This is not me like reading it online or something. And it happens just like to everyone around us. And I'm here to say that there are just very few candidates for radiofrequency microneedling, and the potential reward does not outweigh the risks. There are so many risks with this treatment. For one, it has already been shown, and top plastic surgeons in the industry, like Dr. Barrett or Dr. Cameron Chestnut, they're operating on women that have done this treatment before. And so what they're finding out, that fat deposition on the face is totally depleted. It's burnt because it's with laser. So, and once you remove, you need your fat in your face as much as possible. So once you deplete that, everything is actually becomes much more hollow. And also, instead of creating like this treatment gained popularity because it's supposedly creating collagen, and they have data. But there is different kinds of collagen. There is this collagen that's bouncy when you're young, and it has like elasticity to it. And there is also scar tissue, which actually like is collagen. So yeah, if you run a collagen assay, it might show that you have more collagen, but it's totally different quality. This scar tissue is very thin, it's very frail, it's actually rigid. It is not your collagen that you want to make your skin look firm. And why people doing it? Because there is some immediate benefit of skin for a short while. For just a few months, it actually swells up because there is so much skin trauma and inflammation, so it looks firmer. But
Good.
then it actually goes down. And so what people are told is that you have to do courses. Like, this is a treatment course. You have to continue going back for those treatments. So again, I'm willing to debunk this myth every single day. There are so many, and I'm also like, not lucky and happy that there are people that take it to online with testimonials. They say, "Hey, I've done it." And also people with platforms like Jamie Maguire is one of them. She went on and she said, "Hey, I've done this treatment on my neck and chest. I actually ended up getting thyroid issues, and I hear that happens to more and more women because it's also they kind of go and target women with their insecurities. Like, oh, you have a turkey neck, you have a tech neck. Let's do the treatment there. It's gonna firm up your neck because there is so little you can do for your neck, and it's just so problematic." So yeah, whatever you're considering, just skip radiofrequency microneedling. Just microneedling is fine, but combined with radiofrequency, that's where the issues happen.
And from what I've heard, it can be very painful as well. It can be quite
Yeah.
uncomfortable, like
Yeah, yeah.
needling
I
is as
heard.
well.
Yeah, I heard that too. And actually, that's separate from the discussion, but I have pop up on my feed. There was one lady, young lady, that It's the worst, it's the saddest thing ever. She volunteered to be a model for this type of treatment in the esthetician's office where she works as a receptionist. So for free treatment, she volunteered to be a model, and the person doing it was not skilled and like kept it too long on her face. She has marks, like she literally has marks of, you know, this laser, like the square with the, like, just like when you have a hair laser removal, is the same. It looks the same, like the same head. And she just has it all over her face. And when I discovered this reel, it has like multiple millions of views, this reel. So I think, you know, it's going around. Anyway, by then it was already a couple of months into, and she now her page became kind of like dedicated to journey of healing from this. And that's not, I want to, you know, say here, like, hey, I'm not saying that this is exactly the experience you're going to get. No, like she got
Strength.
malpractice basically. But this is another thing, like, is it worth to expose yourself to this type of risk? How do you know that the person that you will be doing it will do it correct? Because it's also, it's not like applying, you know, a cream that doesn't have very strong actives to cause you harm. You know, like sometimes you may do some procedure and the worst is going to happen, it's not going to work. No, this is not the case. Like there is so much bad things that can happen if it goes wrong. Like why to risk it? You know?
Absolutely. No, I think it's very important information because people are desperate, and that's the thing, is that that's what they're targeting. Like you said, they're targeting the insecurities, the desperation. The women just want to look young. You know, there's so many different emotional components to this, and also the media influences on this. And so,
And that's another thing. And it's just like, okay, I know you said one myth, but I just thought about, oh, the second one,
Go for it.
the salmon sperm facials. That's another one. Oh my God, just because some influencer did it, you're gonna do it now too. You're gonna put the sperm of the dirtiest farmed fish salmon because you have no guarantees that this has been wild caught salmon. No, it's 100% farmed fish salmon, full of all diseases, full of microplastics, and you got to put it under your skin just because someone did it. It's crazy. And also, again, now people take it to social media, but not everyone has exposure to this algorithm. I get so many people that are sharing testimonials of having lumps on their face, under their skin, and having like noodle-like things because you put something so foreign that you think will suddenly interact very well, and your body's just gonna accept it because it sounds fancy. Oh, PDRNN, it's just like, you know, what we have in our bodies. No, it's not. Like it's foreign, and you know, yeah, maybe it worked for someone with someone's metabolism, and the body kind of got rid of it, and they got no complications, and you know, placebo is still there. Maybe they convinced themselves it looks better, but the majority of places that are just, you know, rolling out this treatment now to go with the trends and taking in people for this treatment, majority of people don't have good reaction to this treatment. And that's another one that I think is not worth the risk. Like just jumping on a trend for views, if you're sharing it on Instagram, it's really like you have to, like you were saying, the body is our temple, you know, like we just need to, you know, treat it so well. And I don't think that's like I don't think that's a good treatment to ourselves. Just jumping on this very risky treatment.
And most people don't have the knowledge or the education to actually pull apart the research and pull apart the actual, like, they're just believing what they're seeing. And I think it's very naive to be able to do that, especially with the skin and the face that you have to then live with in future. You know, they're not having to live with that. So it's risky. And I don't think people just don't think. I think that's the thing. They just want results and they don't care how they're going to get it. And it can be on any topic. There's a lot of topics that we could go down the road in many areas of health. But so I love your passion. I love your passion for education. And you know, I think it's great to be educating and also having some of these solutions, but they're not always the solutions that we think they are. And same when I speak to clients, it's like, well, You think that I can give you this magic thing that will fix everything? Well, actually, you need to work for it, and you actually put the consistency in for it, and you need to do the day in, day out routines and the care and the, and that's when you get the changes. And you get the changes far beyond what you would get from just one treatment, because you've worked for it, you've put the effort in for it, with the products that actually stand test of time. So in saying that, what are we excited for the future in skincare? Because I know you guys always have these amazing things that you're working on, but what's your most exciting thing that you feel is coming?
Well, I think what excites me is the way longevity science is merging with hormonal biofeedback, and there is you know, we see more and more of that, and in Yanbus in particular, we are launching metabolomics testing kits. So you'll be able, with just a tiny, tiny finger prick, actually see all of the metabolites and adjust your regimen. And for the first time ever, it will be will have skin applications for your skin health. So up until now, there was only genetic testing. So you could only see what you have predispositions for, but they didn't take into account your current anything. Like, so it didn't look in, you know, basically it could be, you know, like the twins. So a lot of people now talking about, you know, how twins age differently with different environments. So yes, up until this moment, it was only genetic testing that had skin applications. So the twins that would take the study would have absolutely the same recommendations, even though, you know, these twins by now could have been 40 and one maybe lived in polluted city and has, you know, all of those, was exposed to all those environmental stressors that caused skin aging, and someone else, like this other twin, maybe lived in a country and aged much better. But they would have the same recommendations, which is crazy. So yeah. Now you can actually, those two twins, hypothetical twins I'm talking about, could have gotten the metabolomic test and could see very, very different picture on the inside. They would have different levels of so many metabolites, and they would get a picture of what's happening in their body right now and what they need to change. And again, it's for the first time ever we'll have skin application. So
that's incredible.
That's really what we're super excited about. We worked on it for 2 years. It was like so much work in the background, and we finally have it ready. We will be only rolling it out this year to practitioners like yourself. So you can be the service provider, and people can get the testing, and you can further educate them on, you know, what it looks like, what it means, and what they need to do to achieve goals that they're setting for themselves.
This is very exciting. Whoa, we can have metabolomics for health optimization of your body and your skin. I love this.
Exactly.
I love
exactly.
This.
For so long, it was only for your body, but, you know, you wouldn't know. And we talk this about this often. I'm Italian myself, that there are so many really great supplements that you can take for your body's health, but especially for women, after perimenopause, menopause, the body just doesn't allocate it for the beauty organs, for your hair, nails, and skin.
Yes.
The body will channel all these wonderful vitamins and supplements which I you know, thing everyone should take, you know, be it NAD plus, be it spermidine, whatever. There's like a long list of things that people can take to you know, enhance their longevity and the way the body works. But just know that it's going to go to your vital organs, things like brain, liver. It's just not going to show up on your skin right away, which could be a good thing for your internal health. But it's just, you know, if you want to benefit from those compounds right away in your skin, that's when we come in. You know, we won't help you overall health, but we'll help you look
but feel,
younger.
Feel good inside and out. I
absolutely
love it. It's incredible. Oh, always excited about what you guys have got coming in the pipeline. So, and that's why I love catching up with you as well, because you're at the forefront of everything, and I just absolutely adore that. So, it's just
Thank
been
you.
A pleasure. And I know you have to get back to your family and your bubba, and so I don't want to hold you up too long. So it's been an absolute pleasure to finally get you on the podcast. I've been annoying you for
Yay.
So long.
No, you are great. Yes, I will say that I get a bit intimidated recording alone. You know, I've only recorded really alone once or twice before, and I usually do it with Amitai, and it just, you know, he's so natural in front of camera, and it feels nice to know that, you know, if I suddenly forget my words or something happens to me from, you know, being a bit nervous to be on camera, he can then take it.
Yeah.
But you are such a welcoming host. Like, I just feel like, you know, we're just chatting, and it was very calm for me. So I didn't get no cortisol. There is
no, it was not.
No,
You're
it was
perfect.
Weird.
Yeah,
Yeah.
You're a perfect
Thank you.
speaker, and you do it so naturally all the time. So you speak so well with people in front of you in all of your conferences and you know, on the floor, and your passion for it. So I want you to see you speaking more about all of this stuff. It's fabulous.
Oh, thank you, Jody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I
Oh, my
appreciate it. Thank you so
pleasure.
much for inviting me. It was
Oh,
a
my
great
pleasure.
Pleasure.
So I will
Okay,
pop up
well,
all the links and everything.
okay.
So your website, your Instagram, your podcast, I'll put all of that in the show notes so everyone can reach out. Is there anywhere else that we need to know about where you guys are going to pop up somewhere?
No, we just, if people want to see us in person, I don't know when this podcast will air, but we are going to the biohacking conference in Austin in the end of May. I know that's where a lot of people are planning to be. So we will be there. And
Yeah.
then if you want to meet us in person and chat in person. And then another great conference that just emerged last year is called Eudaimonia. It actually happens here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Huberman was the keynote speaker last year, so they always have, and Mark Hyman, so they have like great speakers lined up last year or this year as well. So we will be there as well, and that's in October, I think. So that's in terms of like in-person events, but yeah, digitally, you said it all: website, Instagram, our podcast called Biohacking Beauty is really a place where I now record much more. And it's a great place to go to do like deep dives on skin health. So if you're every single episode, we're debunking something. We have a whole series on injectables if you want to, you know, learn more. And there's, you know, much more than that.
Incredible. Yeah, I definitely recommend everyone go and listen to it. There's so much information on your podcast. So yeah, I listen to episodes when I see them come up, and I need to know more about this topic, and I'm like straight on there and listening about it, because I need to know more about the skincare and to tell clients, because I get asked it all the time. I'm like, hold that thought, I'll find out for you.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that it's a resource for you, because you are so knowledgeable. So if you find value in it, I'm sure somebody else can too.
Thank you. No, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Anastasia.
You said it correctly. Thank you. Thank you.
I will be in the US in October, so maybe I might bump into you guys somewhere. So I'm going to hopefully bring the fam with me this year, because it will be my 40th, like, sort of half celebration. So it'll be fun.
Well, I would love to celebrate with you. So I hope that we will make it happen.
I will let you know. I'll message you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Kisses.
Have a beautiful day. And I'll speak to you very soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professional before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.